you're talking about.
Yeah, because we're trying to bring we're trying to bring people into the world of Miramichi Green, because it's the vision of the future. Everybody's trying to market their vision and their participation into a new sustainable environment. And basically the brochure is say, okay, we've got all these products and we're a great company and we're breaking down barriers and new ideas. But through this, we're going to tell you what we do, what our values are, and what our mission are, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, we're going to go, okay, how can you, Matt, how can you come along this road with
right.
us?
What we can offer you.
Right.
You know, and it's got all these different levels of, you know, what you can do with Miramichi Green. And, you know, we were just going through all the different ones. You know, whether you're a member, you know, certified site property, or you're just a landscaper that's applying that product, you
right.
know. I mean,
right.
it kind of reaches all the people in the industry. Or you could be a giant equestrian facility,
well,
and you carry everything there.
Man, this just kind of popped in my head. I'm just spewing it out there.
Yeah, that's fine. Like, well, that's all we're doing right now.
Okay. Like, I like common themes when it comes to doing copywriting and headline stuff. Like,
yeah.
Let's take the word green.
Right.
Okay. You got, you know, green thinking, green technology, green, grass, green, green environment,
mm-hmm.
green,
but not the new Green Deal.
Right.
Green, yes, but not the Green New Deal.
Yeah. And Foster, I don't want to interrupt your train of thought, but we are also launching a podcast type with Green Sites, SIGHTS, but I think we're going to go with Green Sustainable Sites. Green appeals more to retail,
mm-hmm.
sustainability,
yes.
or to
yes.
more business.
Mm-hmm.
So you have your insights to that industry, which is an ongoing conversation. We want every
right.
view
that's
to
an
be,
end right there.
Right. So really, this is a platform really representing what that's going to be all about. And we've broken it down to basically, and I want you to continue, but basically, it's the person who just says, I've been using your product, and said, listen, can I put a sticker out front? I just want to say I'm using sustainable products here.
Or a little sign in the ground.
Yeah. And then your next phase is somebody who goes, I'm committing to 10% of my, you know, of my fertilization program, and I'm a program member.
Right.
And then you have the certified site. Says, and that's the one we go in and says, listen, I want everybody to know we're making a big difference here. And then
right.
we go into custom write that plan. So basically,
well, they're 100% Miramichi Green products, everything they do.
Yeah, so when I love that. You open in, and we're bringing you into this world, and then
mm-hmm.
continue with your green thing.
Yeah, no, that's just sort of what I was thinking. Like, you could take that, because, you know, it's Miramichi Green, so you're taking that, the main part of that word, green, and I see it like, you know, green being one color, then whatever the next word is being another color. You know, even if it's on black, like green
right.
being green, then the other color would be in white. I mean, the other word would be in white. So, you know, we could think of 3 to 5 of them. And, that work, they're appropriate with whatever the content is on that particular page.
I see where you're going.
As your intro.
And keep in mind, too, we're going to be doing an e-brochure. So when we design this, it's also going to be something that he can obviously send out via email to everybody. And
sure.
it's going to be a print piece. So
sure.
Not that that's a deal breaker. I'm just saying it's he's going to be able to do it two different ways, because he may have a guy in another country and he needs to get it to him right then, you know, or another state.
Yeah. So it'll have to be laid out so it works that way as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is no problem.
Yeah, I think we first lay it out to where it works for print, because it'd be easy to lay it out for the web, you know, for email.
Yeah. You always want to start out that way, because you can compress it for the
absolutely.
Email. Yeah,
because I tell him, you know, majority is, we'll use these at a trade show. You'll have guys handle that, but 95% of the time, or 98% of the time, is getting it out of, like the guy I talked to last night, and he's like, I mean, he would love to take that to the land op meeting in Austin.
Yeah.
You know? and go, okay, hey guys, this is a product line. We're totally in line with their whole initiative of why these 50 plus groups around the country are getting together.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And then it's like, okay, and we're really not asking for fees and stuff. I mean, I think if you're a landscaper and you really want to use our logo and everything, we've got a program for that. And if an engineer or, you know, a licensed person wants to put on their website and all that kind of stuff and really say, I'm a steward, maybe it's $100 a year. But, you know, just to make the commitment, you know, not to just, you know, if you buy a candy bar, you eat it all, but if somebody gives it to you, you take a bite and might not eat it all, but you know,
yeah.
Yeah.
But,
I got, but I think, we feel you, and I'm visualizing it. I think we got some good ideas, and you know, you get us the content, we'll lay it out.
We'll weed through it too, and for lack of better words, we'll make sure that we don't have anything that can be boiled down. And Russ does a good job of always bringing us information that doesn't have to be changed that much. I mean, you've already really thought through it, man, mm-hmm. a lot. Yeah. So the copywriter, when we look at it and the copywriter looks at it, they may be changing a word here and there, but it's not like they're rewriting.
We're not making it up. This is more matter of fact.
This is not an embellished story of something. You know, is like,
this is what we've been doing. Yeah. If we need a quote, we've got quotes.
I think she's just going to be looking for run-on sentences or something. You know, do you have to say this word five times? You know,
right, stuff like that.
I don't, you know, I just had her do something the other day. And it was like, okay, next, what's up? There you go.
Right.
And Foster has a writing background too, so even though I can't spell, I'm pretty good with copy.
I like the headline part. That's kind of my thing, you know, coming up with headlines. That's sort of where
he and I do a ton of taglines. We have to use. I like where your mind was going, Foster, trying to bring in everything, like some congruency. You know, playing off the word green or whatever. I mean, it's an idea. It's not. We have to go with it, but it's. I like where your mind's going, trying to tie everything in. This will be a fun one, man. And we'll once we have all the copy, like Foster said, mm-hmm. then we can get printing prices and all that. Because what Foster and I have to do is figure out, okay, we want the copy to be big enough to where they're going to read it, not too much where you're going to lose them. Beautiful photography. And then figure out just how big a piece, because it might not need to be much bigger mm-hmm. than this. It might mm-hmm. be perfect this size. Right. It could be smaller. But I like the square idea, because I asked Russ, I'm like, are we trying to go standard? Do you want something that stands out a little more? You want something that's a little different.
Right.
We call it a bastard size in the printing industry, because it's not same old, same old.
Yeah. And
that's what people like.
Exactly. And Foster, something else, I mean, I'm going to use this outline next week. I mean, we've been dealing with them for about 6 months. The CEO has approved it. But, you know, the family, Peak Antifreeze, Overworld Industries. And then they have Def Fuel, you know, which is 70% of all blue Def in the country.
In 10 years,
you know, they add the diesel engines, so they have the network out to all the farmers.
And, oh wow!
So they're using us, and we're an ag initiative, but we're also they deliver products to 220,000 over 220,000 in locations with over a 99% on time delivery, which is pretty phenomenal. So I'm flying back up there next week to get the first product on the shelf.
Yes,
we have a smaller product that
I'll sign.
That we're looking to get into Walmart some other retail. So I get the reason I'm telling you this is that we were talking about who are we talking to, you know. So we do work with, you know, obviously you've seen the golf courses like Broken Sound, and they won the environment award. So. Yeah, we're trying to appeal to them, but you know, our heart and passion is still to the guy, the Parks and Rec, the homeowner. You know, maybe you know the wife, like my wife and my two daughters and our dogs in the backyard. But it's also that, you know, it's that whole wide spectrum. And one of the things that it's almost like I keep using the word the perfect storm, because these agronomic solutions and this sustainability path appeals. The same solutions are there for the homeowner, that are there for the DOT, that are there for golf, that are for equine, that are for football. And it's this same technology in this path is resonating and proving to be a missing link in all these industries. And most industries don't want to look over to the other industry. You know, well, if it, Remediation's been using carbon to keep biology alive in the soil for years,
but not everybody else.
Why hasn't golf taken those techniques and keep the air in the top 6 inches?
Because it would stay greener longer and healthier longer, too.
Right.
But they don't know. It's like a lack of knowledge.
Really. Yeah, and so if I'm trying to get more sustainable grass on the DOT, well, it's the same technology as used on pond banks to help
In my front yard, and it works on the golf course, and it works on the football field.
Right, right.
It's the same stuff.
And the industries have a hard time going, well, you know, I treat my grass different than they do. Well, a fully healthy plant is what you got to start with.
Right.
You know, or a healthy soil, you got to start with. And so, really.
Then you got to keep it healthy.
Right. And we don't have all these convoluted different pricing screens for different industries either. You know, most companies do that. We're trying
to. Let me ask you something, which I'm not trying to get off base, but carbon for grass, I get that. What about carbon for crops?
Yeah.
Would it help? Because what happens with our soil now, what we're dealing with, mm-hmm. unlike our grandparents, they had really rich soil, they were eating really good mm-hmm. food, there wasn't any, they have to worry about GO, whatever, mm-hmm. you know,
GMO,
anything, and the soil's not as good now. It's kind of like, I hate to say getting used up, but the nutrients are kind of getting used up.
Yeah.
And would carbon help enrich the soil, whatever you're planting? I'm just curious.
Definitely,
or does it
carbon.
Work in a
but
different way?
There are a million
way?
Kinds of carbon.
Right, and they work in different ways.
I was a guest speaker at the Tennessee Extension Office for continuing ed about 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. And I walked in and a guy was going, okay, let's, for example, Parks and Rec across the country, for example, Chicago. Their main parks that have been there for 20 or 30 years, it started out with 4% organics and carbon mm-hmm. type product in the soil.
Right.
Now it's 2%. Because when you put all the fertilizer, you know, all the microbes, and they mm-hmm. eat it all up, right?
Right.
And then the pH goes up, the nutrients are getting locked, but we're also eating away the carbon in the soil, the food for the biology.
Food for the
biology. So they're getting, compaction is a problem. You know, disease becomes a problem. So ag is the same way. You know, everybody's trying to grow deeper roots to tap into those, that top parasoil that we have so plentiful in this country.
Yeah.
We're mining it all out. So what we're saying is we've got different types of carbons to put in. One's a crystallized, long-lasting one. One's a more readily available. And then you have your nutrient spectrum, too.
Right.
You know, you've got to add.
Well, I would think farmers would be all over this kind of stuff.
Well, that's why we're getting seed germination rates going up, you know, in the high 90%.
Wow. So that's the future, that kind of stuff.
It is the future. And that's why we're doing seed coating with this big ag launch.
Wow.
Soybeans.
Slow release stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. So it's all about putting back in what we've mined out.
There you go. And that's where I was going with it, because if we don't, we're just draining everything every time.
Well, it's the same thing, like you said. I mean, the Parks and Rec, the ag would go, well, that's a different situation. No, it's the same situation.
Right.
It's the same situation in my yard.
It's dirt, dude. It's soil. And
we need
soil
to turn dirt back into
balanced.
The soil. Yeah.
Right. Instead of just dead dirt, for lack of better words.
Yeah. Well, it's funny how I was in Sonoma a few years ago.
Yeah.
They said Adam and Eve came from two Hebrew words.
Right.
Soil and life. So you got the soil.
Right.
And you got the life. And you got to have the two together. You know, like we're body, and then you have
all the microbes. Yeah, man, I understand.
And the gut and everything. You got to have those two together, which I thought was.
It's just amazing. Man.
That's how long this has been true.
Yeah, and I'm sure it was a little better and a whole lot better, and the atmosphere was a whole lot better before the fall of man, too, because the Bible talks about how incredible, like the Garden of Eden is how we know it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everything was perfection.
Mm-hmm.
And then sin, of course, I'm not going to get on my stump.
Sin
and
we're
kind
just
of
always
in.
Integrating it.
Yeah.
We just got to recycle.
We got to figure out how to, right. And I mean, I just see this blowing up into even more than grass.
Well, I always tell people it's like an organic garden.
Right.
Yeah, after about 3 years, you're like, oh, I'm growing a plant that doesn't get disease. I'm growing a plant that has shelf life. And guess what's happened? After about 3 years, you know, you've put compost in, maybe this, all these different inputs, right? Well, miraculously, a bunch of micronutrients have all been digested down below hyphae size, you know, biology size in the soil.
Right.
And when they all are available at the same time, just phenomenal things happen. But the industry wants to go, I just want to do it with NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash.
Yeah.
And a little magnesium and some potassium, add a few more things. And why isn't it performing in this bare root zone, you know, dead
mm-hmm.
soil?
Yeah.
Well, you're missing, in a big ag now, is finding out zinc's important, you know, malignium in a small amount. Hell, I'm convinced that you need a little copper. Even the heavy metals in my name have a purpose. Copper is disease resistant. And that's why they give
it. A human being takes zinc, and I miraculously don't get sick nearly as much when I take zinc.
Right. But it's always been, I was at Chapel Hill, and they said, we're starting to look at soil as a positive thing. I was like, where have y'all been?
Yeah. Right.
I tell you what, one thing you did say that really resonates is that organic garden, you know?
Yes.
That's a huge
which is what we have. Right, we have an organic garden, a raised one off our back door. We pour herbs out and everything.
Well, anywhere you can, tomatoes anywhere, on. You throw out those words, organic, and you know, it's like that's a huge thing right there. I mean, even if it's, you know, if you're using it to describe things like that, anyway, that's just something that kind of hit me there.
Yeah, so one thing behind that is that, okay, we could treat our ball field or yard like an organic garden, and that's great, but in the professional world, we've got to do that faster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And really, that's kind of really a main theme. One of my passions was organics got to perform better than the synthetics, or we're not going to convert to them all around the world.
Right.
And so, like our pest control, you know, efficacy test in 24 hours, we're using nothing but oils and soaps.
Mm.
And it's the first time that, you know, the World Health Organization ever has had an efficacy test, over 80% kill rate.
Wow.
I mean, lemongrass has been used for thousands of years.
Yep.
We make a chemical, and the pests adapt to it in 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
And tell me which one we should be trying to figure out.
Yeah.
We should we need to learn how to use lemongrass better.
Yeah.
Right. The things that God's already given us is amazing, man.
What about, I mean, could you consider, would you say like efficient organics?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, is that could be a nice buzzword there. Mm-hmm. Organics with efficiency, organic, finally there's, you figured out a way to,
organics working for everyone, speed, you know, I mean,
to speed up the process and make it, to work. Cause I think that's one of the biggest things with organic is it cuts a lot of, or it doubles time in a lot of ways. And
right.
I think this cuts that. Then that's a huge, it's a huge step. I think that's a huge selling point.
Well, I think one of the things you said is I've got some wordsmithing, and over the years we have. I know several places I have lists like that, and also, you know, a product that has the thing about organics, they have a residual value. You know, you mm-hmm. put nitrogen out, or you put a chemical out, it's a one and done. I mean, the big companies don't sell you something that works this year, next year, and the following year.
No, they got to come back.
That's why we use crystallized carbon too. It's like, because every time you put that, you're actually building a bank of more carbon. You know, like if I'm a World Equestrian Center, I use 10% of the top 12 inches as our product. Well, landscaper's putting out 10 or 20 pounds per thousand. Well, you do over time, you will eventually get to 10% of the top 6 inches. But every time you do it, you're building on something you did. So you're
strengthening the foundation.
Yeah. And so, like the oils for pest control, you after about a year, just the residuals start being effective.
I remember when you did a test over at Figure Eight, just on the side of the road, and you put some carbon out on the side and how green it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm sure it lasted too.
Well, one of the reasons that Site One came to us is that we did, turn around the Secretary at Pelley Field, but we emptied a tank of our nanonutrients out on another field in a swath. That swath showed up for 3 to 4 years.
Wow.
We would call up and say, why is a streak in this wide, like 16-foot wide boom spray? Yeah. Why is this 30-yard streak
still there,
standing out on this field?
Right. So I'll tell you why.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's
Isn't
real that quick. Crazy? And it lasted 3 years.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Because that scares people who their job is to constantly sell you
something
new
because they
year.
Can't make money on that.
But you
it's
can,
like a pharmaceutical
but,
industry,
but once you
man,
solve
like,
that problem, you move on to your trees, and you move on to your pond banks, and you move over. You know what I'm saying?
It's yes, like, I do know what you're saying.
I mean, I know or eventually, hey, listen,
you start cutting people out of money, man, and
you sell them more. But then again, there's a more efficient irrigation system than to put in that you know you need that you've put off.
Like I've got a really efficient irrigation system because my house is only 4 years old,
right.
So the sprayers don't waste a bunch of water, right? Same kind of thing.
Well, the same distributors now. Think about this. Oh my God, I'm a fertilizer company. Well, you're selling this in replacement. That's one thing, short term. Well, all of a sudden, you have a drone or a remote-controlled lawnmower. That you may have a good irrigation system, but I need to invest maybe $1,200 to put a chip in there to coincide with directions for my lawnmower. I mean, this is coming. This is coming.
Right.
Well, by saving over here, then I can work on this project. Man. So, I mean, there's always going to be something to improve, yeah. And everybody right. has pretty much a base budget.
People are still in their house watching TV and the... The drunk, whatever type of lawnmower is cutting your yard, you know?
Yeah.
And it's all in sync
using
with
less
everything.
Power.
And it's all in sync with other things.
Exactly.
You know?
So it's a real interesting what this brochure really, I mean, we don't want to say all that, but I think it's bringing you into that world. I think that's great to set the stage and how many people it touches. I mean, so.
We definitely need a good lead in on that front cover. Yeah. So all this makes sense and it's catchy. And then, you know, it makes these sense are, throughout.
These are huge points. And, you know, you've got the nice thing is you've got time on your side now. And the fact that you know, Miramichi Green's been around for, what, 6 years?
There's some
now?
Brand recognition.
Yeah, 5 or 6 years now, yeah.
So you've had time of being able to, you know, see proof and establish proof and,
mm-hmm.
to really get the product how you want it and to be able to see the results.
And what you're trying to say is that I can step out on the soapbox just a little bit further. You may not know this, but 2 weeks ago, Lesko, fourth most recognized landscaper brand in the country.
I'm familiar with Lesko.
Last 2 weeks ago, they launched the Carbon Pro line, which we were a part of. And, that's, I mean, it was their lead, basically, product, Carbon Pro G, powered by Miramichi Green. And so that's
huge.
A huge validation.
Huge.
It's a validation to what we're going to help them write the whole new agronomic platform that's going to affect 30% of the landscape market.
That's unbelievable, man.
So I mean, it's kind of crazy, but it's needs to be there. We're doing it, you know. We're not trying to put everything under patents and everything. We're doing it under a great brand, and we're inviting everybody to come with us. You know what I'm saying? So it's
that's big, awesome,
it's
Russ.
It's exciting.
Congratulations on that, man.
Thank you.
That's huge.
Yeah. But, you know, the contractor guide, it's all been just how do you appeal to everybody? Because you can't be all things to all people. Mm-hmm. But what we're finding out, there's some things that you just got to have. You know, there's certain backbone messaging. Everybody has a lot in common.
I see carbon just being a universal everything, everybody. I don't know how that wouldn't have pertained to all of this.
Man. And we're going to help define what that means. You know, my wife likes a carbon that's not good for landscape. It's a diamond.
Uh-huh.
It's a little hard.
It's kind of hard, yeah.
Yeah, a little expensive.
And it doesn't go down in the ground. It kind of stays on a finger.
Yeah, she loves that. So she's like, you can play with your carbon.
Yeah, I'm going to play with mine.
I'm going to play with my carbon.
In fact, I'm going to go clean mine. That's funny, man. Yeah, I understand.
Well, cool. Well, sounds good. I think, you know, just, guest content, and we can, get you a nice ballpark. And,
absolutely. We'll get rolling, man.
Get it rolling.
Our prices are still basically the same. I think we went up $5 an hour about a year ago. We're $90 an hour. Same thing. I mean, it's basically the same price.
Man, I think it's I think we're good to go. Man,
I'm going to get her done, man. Do you want to do it this way? Today's what's today? Wednesday. Today's Wednesday. When do you think you could get back after talking with Catherine about this?
Percent
your best foot forward on
probably
this.
Friday.
Okay, cool. So then Friday I'll get it, and then Foster and I'll go, okay, this is how much it's going to cost.
Okay.
Then let's figure out the photos that we want to go with this, and let's figure out, we'll talk in a little bit more detail because it's just initial meeting. And then Foster and I, our job will be to wow you with something that just looks fantastic.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're paying us for.
Absolutely.
And I'm excited, man. Thank you so much for...
Yeah.